Hi, my name's Stephen Delisle, and I'm from Sheringham in North Norfolk. I began writing about a decade ago to help me deal with a few addiction and mental health issues that I had at the time, and ever since it's become a part of my life. Michael Rosen, as a child, well, not as him as a child, but as me when I was a child, came into our school and taught us poetry, and ever since them days, it's always lingered in the back of my mind, so cheers to him. Anyway, my prompt is an inanimate, that's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it? An inanimate, that's a tongue twister, an object that's not living that you sort of use every day or take for granted, really. It's a part of your life, but you don't really sort of recognize it. It's like, it's a big deal. Something that you use often or embrace often, which is sadly kicked the bucket. It's perspired, well, not perspired, past its sell-by date. Anyway, I look forward to reading your poems. Thank you very much. Bye. Goodbye, frying pal. In this gem pit, walled and round, flavours of all types were found. As the sizzles and the hisses, as the near-eye fat spit misses, took charge, fragrance filled the room. At times, smoke alarm would boom. As this tummy gurgled, grinned, sad thoughts, bad day vibes were binned, and tunes were sang merrily. Frying pal, both you and me, toss those pancakes, fried eggs large, simmered curries, spice barrage, cooked beef burgers, Brownsling mince, brekkies that would make some wince. Bacon, mushrooms, eggs once more, sausages thick and for sure, fresh tomatoes and black pudding. All those years we did our great thing. But now, sadly, we must part. And in truth, ache does this heart. I would hang you on the wall, so those memes we could recall. But I'll get told off, no lie. So, dear frying pal, goodbye.